Welcome to ACMN Conversations, a podcast about marketing, media, and entertainment matters in Australia. There are some incredible people in our industry and beyond, and there's some amazing things happening both on and off the stage. I'm ACMN's Managing Director, Lyndall Pond, and today we are thrilled to be talking with Australia's leading brand partnership marketer, our very own Claire Bolton. She's worked closely with Richard Branson, exhibiting virgin flair, which requires his staff to encompass passion, motivation, personality, and above all, a strong work ethic. She's worked with some of the biggest brands in Australia, including Maya, Mac, Coffee Club, Westfield, Event Cinemas, and Qantas, to name just a few, and is now a sought-after podcast guest, letting people in on the secrets of powerful partnerships. Claire heads up ACMN's tourism marketing and promotional partnerships, but we like to call her the magician, bringing our clients' shows and events together with high-profile brands delivering high-impact marketing collaborations. Thank you so much for joining us, Claire, and welcome to ACMN Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
So let's just jump straight into it. What attracted you to partnerships and collaborations? Can you even remember your first collaboration? And I'm sure it was a success, but tell us all about it.
It was actually when I was at Virgin Australia, or it was Virgin Blue back then, and I was in the retail marketing team. It came about as a natural progression to collaborate with the state tourism bodies, as we had that common objective whereby they wanted visitors to a destination and we wanted them flying Virgin to get them there. Plus, two marketing budgets are always better than one. The first collaboration we did was with the destination Hamilton Island, and Camilla, being a luxe beachwear designer, it was a natural partnership to partner with such a luxe beach destination. Essentially, the partnership centered around book your holiday and you receive a exclusive Camilla sarong, Swarovski crystals, and it had the most amazing special message printed in the corner of the sarong from Camilla that said, "Love Virgin Australia." The partnership was an incredible success. I mean, consumers love something for free, but that unique element of the sarong was something extra special.
Wow, talk about starting high end. So tell us why collaborations are so important and such a massive part of your strategy for marketing and building experience around multiple client shows.
ACMN is the only agency in the entertainment space that executes promotions as a critical layer of its overall marketing strategy for our clients. And this layer is really complementary to the overall strategy, as it offers access to new channels to promote the event. There's the association with the like-minded brands. There's the opportunity to drive further brand awareness for the event, and obviously, hopefully, conversion, but also the added benefit of new customer acquisition. So there's many benefits.
Yeah, it really is that extra layer that that just takes a brand well beyond the advertising dollars, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
So collaborating with a live theatre show is probably a unique proposition for a retail brand, even though we know it works really well. Can you tell us exactly how it works? Maybe give us a couple of examples of different ways businesses can team up and get added value with a collaboration like this?
The first thing I would say, Lyndall, is we really don't have a set formula on how we partner. Every collaboration is unique and individually negotiated. And you need to be flexible, to be honest, to ensure the best outcome for both brands. We do everything from, you know, basic digital promotions whereby we'll give some tickets to the partner and they promote the event through their channels, right through to the other end of the spectrum, which is a fully integrated partnership. And this can be anything from branded product ranges to in-store campaigns to cast content and integration, on-set product placement, sponsorship, PR opportunities, the list goes on, really.
I think we ticked most of those boxes on your most recent incredible collaboration for Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit more about that one? That was amazing.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it was absolutely the largest and most integrated collaboration I've ever undertaken in my 17 years of marketing. Definitely gave me a few sleepless nights as well. It was a four-way collaboration between, as you said, Chicago the Musical, Voodoo Hosiery, retail giant Maya, and leading makeup brand Inglot. It came about whereby Voodoo was a natural synergy to partner on the production because it was the foundation of the cast costumes on stage. We needed that hosiery partner. So they came on board with an official sponsorship and many other benefits. We then collectively engaged Maya, being a Voodoo stockist, and that was a six-month partnership that had many, many layers. A few key ones were a national in-store campaign, whereby you purchased two Voodoo products to win prizes from the production. There was a Maya Member One event with cast signing and performance in store. And then the absolute spectacle of the partnership was we took over 14 window displays nationally across three cities, whereby the Maya VM team really decked out the windows on the production and brought it to life. The last layer was Inglot Makeup. They came to the party with the most amazing co-branded makeup range that was inspired by the production. So, you know, your red lips and your smoky eye. And that was available in store as well. We had some great little pop-up makeup activations around the country.
It really was amazing. And, you know, the perfect collaboration when you have happy client, happy show and happy partner. So, yeah, that one was terrific. Tell us now about the key shows and collaborations you're currently working on and what you're looking for. I'm sure there's some great opportunities out there now.
Absolutely. We're so excited that musical theatre and events are opening back up. So we have three terrific productions that we would love to get brands on board to partner with us. The first is Come From Away, which tells a remarkable true story of what took place the day after September 11, when thousands of stranded passengers descended on the small town in Canada. It's incredibly moving. You will cry, so bring your Kleenex. Oh, and there's a little hint, if you work for Kleenex, definitely reach out to me on a possible partnership. The story is about compassion. It's about community. It's about truth and kindness and giving and opening your hearts and homes. So I guess brands that really echo those ethical links or socially aware messages are ones we would love to hear from. The next production is Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live, which is a thrilling, sexy live dance and acrobatic spectacular based on the hit movies. It opens in Sydney in December and we'll do a national tour. It's an unbelievably immersive live entertainment experience that is in a fully customized venue where every seat and finish and detail has been curated by Channing and his team. But this one, it is a premium positioning targeting the female demographic. There's a lot of event-based travel happening with hens and divorce parties even, girls night out, mums night out. So if a brand fits in those categories such as retail, beauty or fashion, it would be a great partnership. The third one is Moulin Rouge, which is a stage musical version of Baz Luhrmann's legendary film. It is a world of splendor, romance, glitz, grandeur. It's a world where bohemians and aristocrats rub elbows. The four key pillars of the show are truth, beauty, freedom, and love. So any brands that represent those four pillars would be ideal. There's also the music is a big element of the production, but most of all, Moulin Rouge is that state of mind.
They're all so different, those shows, but they all will bring something pretty unique to any retail brand partner that might want to collaborate. So, yeah, they're certainly three of the hottest shows that are going to bring theatres back to life in 2021.
Can't wait.
What are your tips for brand wanting to tap into brand collaborations as part of their marketing strategies? How do we make it work for them?
I'd really recommend focusing on the pitch. So what's your strategy? You know, research the brand, be prepared, but also be nimble to think on your feet and change direction depending on what the brand gives you feedback on. Think about both brands equally as well. If you go into negotiations thinking about just your brand, it won't work. Also think about what you can offer. So, for example, ACMN is a full service agency. So we can do the creative, we can do the printing, the install, we can provide for our clients' events, the tickets, the VIP experiences, access the database. So think about what it is your brand or your product can bring to the table. Be passionate, be professional, but most of all, deliver on what you promise and think about what brands would suit, such as a similar demographic or a complementary product offering.
That's all great advice. Thanks, Claire. I think we've just given away some trade secrets there for how to do successful brand partnerships. If you could take the mic from me and ask yourself just one more question that I haven't asked you, what would that be?
I would say, what is the last word? Because I always like to have the last word for anyone who knows me. But mine would be one of my favorite quotes from Victor Hugo, who wrote the novel Les Miserables, which of course turned into one of the biggest musicals. And the quote is, even the darkest night will end and the sun will rise. And I couldn't think of a more fitting quote for 2020.
Hear, hear. Thank you so much for that insight. Now, before we let you go, I always like to ask a few little personal questions just so we can get to know you a tiny bit more. So let's start with a fun one. If you could turn any movie or book into a musical, and it doesn't have to work, what would it be?
Well, this one probably won't work, but I would say Top Gun for the music. I love the music, but also who doesn't enjoy a love story and Tom Cruise back in his younger days?
Too true. And if your life was a musical about Top Gun, what would the tagline be and why?
I would say Danger Zone, in keeping with the Top Gun music. But no, only kidding. I think after this year again, my tagline would be Life is a Roller Coaster.
Absolutely. And what's one thing you wish you'd known when you began your career?
Probably a couple of key things, and I always tell anyone who's starting out in marketing or in this space is, if you don't ask, you don't get. And the second is, it's always business, it's not personal.
That's great advice. Thanks, Claire. We might end it there on those tidbits of wisdom. So thank you so much for your time today, and we'll look forward to seeing your next amazing brand partnerships.
Thanks for having me, Lyndall. It's been great.
Thank you so much for listening today to ACMN Conversations. We'll put some more information about those incredible productions in the show notes, and also how you can connect with Claire. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time on ACMN Conversations.